God, indeed. Let's go ahead and get church started this evening. I'm really glad to see y'all with us tonight. Anybody watching online, we're just glad to welcome y'all. Welcome to First Pentecostal in Villarica. We're excited about our Wednesday night services. I think it's a wonderful thing that we still continue to have it. Let's all stand, if you will, and we'll go to the Lord in prayer. So we open up our service. Anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request tonight? Yes, Miss Susan. Lord knows, doesn't he? Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Anyone else on my right side with a prayer request tonight? Okay. Anyone on the left side tonight with one? Yes, Miss Linda. Amen. Amen. We'll keep him in our prayers. Absolutely. Anyone else with a spoken prayer request tonight? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. There are so many that's lost. Absolutely. Continue to keep them in our prayers. Anyone up on the roster?
Continue to remember our family. Keith's uncle died, and his funeral's tomorrow. Continue to remember his family.
Absolutely. If you have an unspoken prayer request, just show by raising your hand. So we go to the Lord in prayer. Let's all just pray. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just love and praise you tonight, dear Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your grace, and your love for us. Dear Lord, as we come together, dear Lord, may we be in one mind, one accord. Dear Lord, as we come together on these special Wednesday night services, and each and every service is special, but, dear Lord, I ask you just to touch, to anoint, and, dear Lord, to be with us in the service, dear Lord. Now we ask for each and every prayer request. Lord, we know that you can heal and mend. Lord, we know that you can bring those off the ventilators, dear Lord. We know that you can be with those families that have lost a loved one. Lord, strengthen them, dear Lord, as they prepare for this internment. Lord, we ask now, dear Lord, that you'll just continue to bless. Dear Lord, be with our pastor and his family as they're on vacation this week. Dear Lord, keep them safe, dear Lord. Let them have a restful time. But, dear Lord, and also for our teens outside and our youth down in their Bible study tonight. Lord, we just love and praise you. And, Lord, we thank you again for this opportunity you've given us. And, dear Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says... amen, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. I know Brother Eddie and them just did this the other day, but I just feel like, and we'll understand more as we read Scripture tonight. But let's all turn to page 120, Victory in Jesus. Most of y'all don't have to turn, do you? Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord.
Power, amen. heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory.
Amen.
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He saw me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood.
Praise the Lord. You maybe see if you can. Turn around and give somebody a wave and just tell them how much Jesus loves them. Oh, praise God as I see the hands waving. Yes, amen. We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering. I don't have any announcements right now except for the community. The multi-church service we're going to have March 20th on Sunday night. And time's going real fast. Go ahead and mark it on your calendar. Make plans to join us. Invite somebody. It's a wonderful time. Do we have any other announcements? All righty. Thank you, Brother Betsy. If you would you ask the Lord just to bless our Wednesday night offering, please? Yes, Lord. Amen. Linda, I know you've got one ready for us. I saw you practicing some with us. And Praise God. I gave her a lot of notice. So. All right.
God is so good.
Amen.
So good. I've spent basically all day today without any pain. I had some just for a little while, and I had to lay down, but it just feels good. It feels good not to feel bad.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It feels good not to feel bad. Couldn't help but listen real careful to those words that Sister Susan just sang. And, you know, sometimes we want God to roll back the curtain and remind us where he brought us from and what we would be without him. And that just seems so sad for me to stand here and say that I would be spending my life now without God. I can't imagine that. Can you? Can you, Sister Gail? I can't imagine spending my life without God. I've failed him along my ways. I have failed him. But he is a God, as they say, of second chances and third chances. And the God that we serve tonight is so real. Y'all worship the Lord as I sing, "My God is Real." There are some things I may not know. There are some places I can't go. But I am sure of this one thing. My God is real, for I can feel him in me. my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul.
Hallelujah.
Aren't you glad you can feel a God that you serve? Hallelujah. I cannot tell you just how it felt when Jesus washed all my sins away. But since that day, oh, since that hour, God has been real, for I can feel His mighty power. My God is real, yes, real in my soul. My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it's like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God.
Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
My uncle that passed away. He was a super good guy. And I have a lot of good memories of him. But one of my favorite memories, he was not really in. And what I mean by that was, when he got sent to Vietnam the first time, I was about 8 years old. Hello? Can you hear me? Oh, it keeps going. But anyway, before he left to go to Vietnam. That's what I remember the most. But I'm getting to the moral of the story here, or my memory. While he was gone, he would always send back these little pictures that would go in the projector, that would go around and around and around. You take a snapshot, kind of, you know what I'm talking about? All right. And so it was a big deal. And so when a load of those would come in, the whole family would race up to Granny's house, and they would use one of her old white walls, that was the backdrop, and we would watch pictures of Larry. And you would see Larry in different forms of what his day-to-day activity would be. And that's really how I come to know the first part of him, of my first few years of understanding, 7, 8, 9 years old, knowing your uncles that way. So when he got back and he was able to spend time with us, I thought, man, how cool is this guy? You know what I mean? This guy is super cool because he's did this, been there, done that, but yet he still takes time for me. You know what I'm saying? And there was a big difference between there, and as growing up, I lived across the road from him. He had his own kids, but yet he would call me over, and we would play ball and pitch and had names. So I just wanted to say that and give him a shout out. And the other thing is that he's a Christian man in his family, and so I have no fear of where he's going.
That's true. Amen.
Okay.
Let's sing, The Battle's Not Mine.
Okay.
The battle's not mine,
said little David.
Lord, it's thine.
Favor, I've given it all to you.
I knew not what to do, and I'm so glad
you let me see. You're really all that I need, for the battle's not mine. I give it to you, Lord, it's thine.
Little David, oh, so small, Goliath, oh so tall, odds were just too high,
poor little David.
So he shook off all of his load, for with the power of God he was clothed. He said, the battle's not mine,
I give it to you, Lord, is thine.
The battle's not mine,
said little David.
Lord, it's
thine. I'm in your favor. I've given it all to you.
I knew not what to do, and I'm so glad
you've let me see. You're really all that I need, for the battle's not mine, I give it to you, Lord, it's thine.
Now little David, unafraid, before the giant he stood that day. Seems to be the end
for little David.
Just like the lion and the bear he stood. Oh, Goliath will come down too, for the battle's not mine.
I give it to you, Lord, it's thine.
Now little David, he stood tall. So small, sweet victory had rang
for little David.
Cause he gave the battle to one with the record for getting things done. He said, the battle's not mine,
I give it to you, Lord, it's thine.
The battle's not mine,
said little David.
Lord, it's
thine. I'm in your favor. I've given it all to you.
I knew not what to do, and I'm so glad
you've let me see. You're really all that I need, for the battle's not mine. I give it to you, Lord, it's thine.
For the battle's not mine,
I give it to you,
Lord, it's thine. Hallelujah. I've had this song on my heart today. Y'all just worship as we sing Praise His Name. When you're up against a wall and your mountain seems so tall and you realize life's not always fair, you can run away and hide. Let the old man decide. Or you can change your circumstances with a prayer. When everything falls apart, praise His name. When you have a broken heart, raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me, and He'll take the pain away. When it seems you're all alone, praise His name. When you feel you can't go on, raise your hands and say, greater is He that is within me. And you can praise the hurt away. If you'll just praise His name, then oh, you can overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. Faith begins to grow. You're not alone. How can you be lonely when everything falls apart? Praise His name. When you have a broken heart, raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me, and He'll take the pain away. When it seems you're all alone, praise His name. When you feel you can't go on, greater is He that is within me, and you can praise the hurt away. Greater is He that is within me, and you can praise the hurt away. Just praise His name.
Let's give the Lord a hand. Praise God indeed.
What a beautiful day today. I know out in the rain this morning, and then this evening it's the sunset, and just watching these seasons prepare to change. And we think about God and His glory and so many things. He's, you know, I can say it many times, but I don't think I can even say it enough or do it justice, but how great God is, how wonderful He is. Welcome tonight, as I said earlier, to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. I hope everyone's doing well. All of you watching online, we're going to go into some scripture this evening and have a little Bible study, an opportunity to just to go over God's word, and I thank y'all for being here. Let's keep our pastor, and as I mentioned, Brother Ed and Sister Penny, and I think Brother Tony, Sister Karen, and the kids are there, or most of the kids, I think. And hopefully they're having a great time. If they're watching, we miss y'all and hope you have a wonderful time. So we're going to go right into the Word this evening. But I want to take just a moment to say something, and it's heavy on my heart. And I know, as I said earlier about how great God is, I'm probably someone that you could almost mark what I'm going to say next a lot of times. And I want to just let y'all know it's not pre-recorded, it's nothing, but it's really the way my heart is. When I say how great God is, or how excited I am to be in church, or how great He is, because God has done so many things in my life and in my family, and it's just so wonderful, and I just want to praise Him. If you just think about giving us another day, giving us another year, we had a chance to visit Dad in between services Sunday, and to, you know, my smaller, I felt like when I passed him that I was really growing up, but I never could match his magnitude of the man that he is, as you were saying, Brother Keith, too, about your uncle. And, you know, when you think about it, he could still tell me some stories about World War II and about where he was when Pearl Harbor was bombed. And then the kids just, my boys get around him. I wish the grandkids had the opportunity as much as we did with my boys. But that's how great God is. He gives us another day. We're on a journey, and that's exactly where we are. And I believe God deserves all that praise in everything that we do. So I've said that as I get into our message tonight. And I'd like for y'all, if you would, you can follow me. Go to Hebrews. This is very familiar verses we're going to read tonight in both places. But we'll start off with Hebrews 12. And we're going to read verses 1, 2, and 3 in Hebrews 12. Give y'all a chance to get there. I know Brother Greg has an opportunity, as Brother Eddie said, with the sticky notes. I didn't have one, so I had to get him to write it on his little pad so he could keep up with it. But as we read this, let's just consider the magnitude and the word that we're reading tonight. It says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience," or perseverance, "the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Praise the Lord. "For consider him that endured such contradictions of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds." Praise God. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just come to you, dear Lord, with an open heart and an open mind. Lord, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to gather in your name and to read your word. Lord, we ask now, dear Lord, that you will just let this word go forth. Lord, bless your messenger, dear Lord, that he may step aside and let your Holy Spirit have a free ring in this message tonight. Lord, we praise you. We thank you. And, dear Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. You may be seated. I want to read that first verse again. It says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." And in my Bible, the study word for patience is given as perseverance. And we know that any race that you're in, any endurance in life, that it's a constant thing. It's not just this is not a speed situation. It's our life we're talking about. And as Paul wrote, and he's bringing this in, and we can break this down, and I'll probably get a little deeper into it, and I really want to take the opportunity. But if we have a title for tonight, I just want us to consider this title, and it's just "Running the Race with Jesus." And that's exactly what Paul's telling us to do. If you'd read in the chapters before this, and we're talking about faith, and we're into so many things, and I'm just going to kind of break this first verse down. It says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness." When I first read it and I first started studying, and I remembered reading about it before, if you read the study, it talks about the witness, and the commentaries talk about those that had gone before us. those that we talk about, whether it be our elders or whether it be those. And in this, we can reference back just into Hebrews 11. And it talks about Isaac. It talks about Moses. It talks about Abraham. And it says the word by faith, Abraham. By faith, Isaac. By faith, Abraham. By faith, Joseph. By faith, Moses. And then it even talks about, Paul puts it, I can't even tell you all of him. He mentions David. Mentions the walls of Jericho. So many journeys in this race that they were running. And he talks about these witnesses that we have to know that you're not alone in your journey today. In this message that we're going through, running a race, for those of you that know me and have known me for a while, I love racing, anything to do with motorsports. And I used to work with Lynn, and we would work down at the tracks, and from being officials to working with some of the events and that kind of stuff, and was always wrapped up in that type of stuff. And we would do so much that we could. And then I got into running, and that's a different kind of race for me. I'm not the speedster. I'm not going to be the one that finishes first. I want to do like this scripture says here. I want to endure with perseverance to get to the finish line. And in my case, I would tell some, I said, I want to get it whether I'm crawling or whatever. I still want to be alive when it's there. And we talk about this race in life that they're talking about here. It's Almighty God and that resurrecting power that He's got for us. And that race is heaven. Each and every child of God has a promise. And that promise is, if you believe in Jesus, you accept Him as your Lord and Savior, that when it is your time, He is preparing a mansion for each and every one of us right now. That's the race we're on. And that's what Paul's talking about. We want that perseverance. We talked about those witnesses. Think about the things they went through. I mean, when God told Moses to go back to Egypt, He knew that there was a price on his head. He knew that everything going on. When you talk about crossing the Red Sea, you talk about telling Abraham to go to this land that I will tell you of. All these promises. And that's that race that we're in. When I say running the race, we're running the race of life. And then we get into the next sentence. And as we talk about the things, but he says, what does Paul say here? Let us lay aside every weight. I was really where the message came from, and God started working with me. And if y'all see, I'm kind of like that guy you see in the movies. I don't sit there behind an old key typewriter, which I can type. That's one thing I'm proud of. But Elaine got me a keyboard to go with my tablet, so it's okay. I just got to figure out how to use it. I don't have the carriage return. I used to love to hit that thing. But as I write, you see all these wadded up notes, and sometimes I've got stacks and stacks and stacks. Y'all see how I do them. But it's just a comfort for me. I write things down because my brain jumps around, so I kind of want to keep it in order. But the weight of this life that I want to talk about is like a weight in a race. If you have an automobile, whether you're dragging or you're doing round track or whatever, you want it as light as you can get it. You want to shift the weight. If you're in a stock car, you want to shift the weight to the left side to help it get better traction in the turns, things like that. Running the race, and I know probably, you know, if there's any joggers or runners here, when you do a little 5K or a 10K, you know, your main goal, you just lighten up everything. Poor Lane, when we're at a race, especially a big one, I'm taking everything and giving it to her. I don't want to carry wallets, nothing. Anything that might weight me down. You want the lightest tennis shoes. You want the lightest clothes. I want that weight down. But as Paul's telling us to lay aside every weight, comma, and the sin which does so easily beset us, that weight in life as we go through. And sometimes in our journey, the journey goes real fast in life a lot of times. You can look back the years. If you get up to be my age and you look back, I'm getting notifications of high school reunions that scare you with the numbers. You know, the 50s, and then they're talking all this stuff. And life goes fast, but then isn't there a part of that journey that's very slow? When we're going through a storm, we're going through a health issue, raising kids, praying for our kids, raising grandkids, doing the things that we go through. Sometimes that job drags us down. And I just wrote some things down. In this luggage that we carry, I'm calling that my weight. And y'all have seen people use a backpack and put things in it to weight us down in this scripture. But I just wrote down some things today that I want to talk about that slows this journey down or makes it feel so hard. And that's where we're being reassured here. That we're to to let and lay aside every weight and every sin that easily besets us, anything to slow us down or get us off track. But let's talk about it. And Brother Eddie's been preaching on this, about this negativism. But what about anxiety? How does that affect your day? Our regular fear or concern or those storms in life. Maybe it's a health issue. I put a big one that's stated right here, sin, in that journey that can so weigh us down that it's hard to find that, joy and peace that we're seeking. Guilt, that can go with sin, or normally it does, or things that you've done or should have done. Maybe you feel guilty because you didn't reach out to someone. Maybe those situations. I wrote guilt again, lost loves, backbiting, lies, the hurtful words that come out of someone else's mouth, or maybe even the guilt that we let it come out of our mouth. Anger, or being hurt by others or loved ones. And then so strong in our scripture as we read, and this is something the Lord's been laying on my heart because of situations, but it's forgiveness. Seeking forgiveness from someone else. But just like in the Lord's Prayer, it says for our debts, we're asking for forgiveness. But also as we forgive those that have debt against us, we need to be able to forgive those that have ought against us, even if they don't forgive us. But all this luggage that we're carrying, and he says, lighten your load. He says, lay aside every weight that holds you down. There's so many things that keeps us from finding that peace and joy that if we allow it to eat at us, it'll completely destroy our life or those around us. And as Paul writes this, and he's talking about this race that's set before us, that journey is not only to be the best Christian that I can, the best witness that I can, but ultimately that victory is going to heaven with Jesus. And when they say, welcome in, thy good and faithful servant. As we talk about this scripture, and then it says, and I read that, and it says that, and then we talk about sin. There's so much going on that weighs us down. I don't know about y'all, but from my childhood, I was always the one that got caught. Okay? I couldn't do something without my mom knowing about it. I don't know how she knew. I don't know how my friends' mamas knew. But for a lot of times, I was thought of as the good kid. Matter of fact, I had a buddy that his mom says he needed to hang with me more because he didn't get in trouble when he was with me. But she just wasn't as wise as my mom. My mom knew the truth. But I'd get in trouble. You know, there was a little kid tied up to a tree down the yard below us where my parents live. And I don't know why I got blamed for it. But he was somebody's little brother, and we had to get rid of him. So when his mom came home, it wasn't pretty. But I got caught. And I said, what about these other guys that were with me? And you know the story. It doesn't matter what they did. I'm not their mama. But I know you had something to do with this. And I'm talking about that perseverance, too, as we talk about this life. We'll lighten that load, and I can joke about things, but the real life is seeking that salvation, seeking forgiveness from the Lord, seeking those things that can be done. And then we say, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and now is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. That journey, everything that he's seeking and everything that he does, he did exactly what he needed to go through. He didn't want to be on the cross. Even in his prayers, he says, but Lord, if it be thy will. And that's exactly what he did to his Father. And that's what we need to do in our journey. It's telling us here that as we seek this journey of life, and that's what this is all about. I know with anxieties and fears, and I tell you what, right now, turning on the news is probably something I know. It was fun today. I was doing some extra work. I was working from home, but keeping everything turned off and then getting back in the scripture this afternoon. Just turn that stuff off. Let my mind get back on the Lord. Don't let that weight hold me down. Don't let those situations. And yes, there are things that are out of my control. But my faith is in the Lord. As I think about these, and I call them patriarchs that's gone before us. But even as we read in Scripture here, and it talks about in the first of chapter 11, verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. If my faith in God and my journey in life I've not seen heaven yet. I've not seen it. But I'm just looking for. I could tell you what I think it is, but when I get there, those go through those pearly gates, how great it's going to be. That's the journey that we're on, and he's telling us to take these weights and sins and set them aside. But as we look at this scripture, and we realize that we're not alone through all the other examples, that's why I love the Word of God, and I love to read it. But I wrote some things, too, here, and right here, it gets to the next part, and this is where I'm going with this. Paul tells us in verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Faith is really what it's all about. Is faith in Jesus, faith in God. How can we say he's our God if we don't believe in him? Know it about Jesus. But then I want to ask some questions. And I've kind of hit on it a little bit already. I'm kind of jumping around and I had a pretty little format, so y'all have to forgive me, but what about our sin? I don't know if I can use this one because I'm going to walk for a minute. If he hadn't got it turned on, I'll come back. What about our sin? Can y'all hear it? You know, as it weights us down and we go through so many things, between sin and this walk that we're in, and I think about it, and I wrote this down, it says that it's my burdens. Is the word that I used when I was looking up in Scripture, burdens. But it's a loaded weight. If you look at a burden, you're burdened down with weight. It also has a thing where it says, I'm cumbered or oppressed or grievous. It's something you're tied to, something that we cannot find peace in. So in this journey that I'm asking you, that we're going forward in, and God's letting us know, but we also have to place this sin and this weight, get it out of our way. No matter what comes against us, our faith is telling us that God's greater. Because what's in me is greater than what's outside in the spirit. And I know that, and I know as we go forth, I want to talk about it for a minute, but then I want to say how? What if those things that are tearing us apart, those things that we've done or we've been a part of, or those things that are attacking us? And I think sin is a personal matter, and I know as we go to the Lord and we ask him for forgiveness, but I want us to think about these burdens and these weights that are holding us down in our journey. And I want y'all to flip with me, if you can. Flip over to Matthew 11. Because he says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set at the right hand of the throne of God. So who else to look to but Jesus? So as I'm in this journey and I'm looking for faith and I want to release this stuff. I want this stuff to bring, I want my joy back. I want that peace back. No matter what's coming against me, I want my faith to be so strong to say the Lord's got it. Whether it be health situations, whether we've got those that have lost loved ones, for those family members to know that there is going to be a great reunion in the sky. And I know these situations. So as we go over to Matthew 11, I just want to read 28, 29, and 30. These are such strong words that I remember as I was doing my studies. Now remember, we're turning everything over to Jesus in our faith. And what does Jesus say? It's written in red. Come unto me, all that are labored and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What about all this luggage I'm carrying, this extra weight? This struggle in this world. Take my yoke upon you. This is Jesus talking. And learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. As Paul was telling us over in Hebrews, and he's saying, to lighten that load, take that weight off in those sins, and on this journey and celebrate. And he tells us Jesus. So I was looking, and I know there are people, maybe somebody watching, that really doesn't know Jesus. And his love for us and all preparations and his precious blood that he shed for us. But even Jesus is saying, come unto me. And that's where this walk in this life is. No matter how fast it's going, no matter how the weight's dragging you down, no matter how you feel, where am I going to go? What am I going to do? I don't have anybody. I don't know anything. Jesus is the answer to every situation that we have. Jesus is the answer. You know, we talk about when there's fear, we call on Jesus. When there's joy, we say, thank you, Jesus. When there's times of the unknown, we say, oh, Jesus, I need you. Where it's an accident or whether it's a situation, Jesus, that name above all names, is the only name that's going to give us that salvation. In His name it's done. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And as I was looking at burdens and I was looking at weight and I was thinking about it, as I see people get victory here at the altar, and He says, leave it here, my yoke. Take my yoke. So leave everything with Him. His yoke's light. And we know, as we talk about the oxen yoke, and you, normally when you get a young oxen, or whether they're using, even in, you know, matter of fact, I've got a story to tell some folks. I won't say it now, but yeah, I will. Dad told Elaine Sunday, we were standing out in the front yard, and it's time to get the garden going. And he can't remember much, but he sees that garden and knows it's time, and he feels a pretty day. And he told Elaine, he said, yeah, he said, I don't know if he used the word lucky or however he said it last year, but he said an old man with a mule came and plowed his garden for him last year. And just thinking about that image of the yokes, the oxen, or whether they're mules and they're harnessed together, and the stronger one pulling the young one, training it. You know, if you talk about other ways, you get the older to train the younger. But he says, His yoke, Jesus' yoke for us, is lighter. He'll carry us. He'll keep us going through. He'll guide us. Take my yoke upon you. And then what's His next words? I have not caught this many, many times, but it says, and I thought it was my eyes. I had to look at it twice. It says, learn of me. It's not just, come here, I got it. Come learn about me. And that's the way it is. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Everything that we're talking about in this journey, everything that we've got, those weights, those sins, everything that comes against us, the answer is Jesus. The answer is we turn our life over to Him. And yes, no matter where our walk is, I don't care if you are just seeking God now, and you're seeking answers and you're looking for a reason to believe in Jesus Christ, or maybe you're a new convert and you're just learning. Somebody's told you to read John, for an example. Where do I start? Or you're in a Bible study, or we've been following the Lord for many, many, many years. There's nothing any better to go back and read His Word. And like He says, learn of me. It's a living word. There's an answer for every situation we go through. That roadmap that He's got set before us, everybody's on a different journey, but that the answer is heaven. And that's our salvation, that's our walk, and that's everything we do. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And it, again, in my Bible, it says where He says, for my yoke, He says, it just says my load. He can make it so much easier if I can release my sins. I can ask for forgiveness. And what I was bringing up with my mom and all, I got a little carried away. I was kind of getting silly. But nothing felt any better. So, and when I told the truth and got the punishment out of the way, but I didn't have to worry about her finding out some other way. That's the way I want Jesus, because He knows my heart anyway. He knows what I'm thinking, who I am, where I've been. He even knows more than I know about that. That's where my faith is in Him. He knows where I'm going. He shuts those doors that I don't need to go through. He's opened doors that I had no idea were even there, let alone that that's the way I was supposed to go. He's kept my family so many times. He blesses, He blesses, He blesses. Even though we stumble and we have issues and all the things that go on. But I want to learn of Jesus, and I want this journey, this running this race of life that I'm in. I want it to be like when y'all saw me run, and people congratulated me for when I did that full marathon, and I'm still paying for that one. But that 26 miles was a long ways. And I'll be honest with you, all I cared about halfway through or three-quarters way through, like I said earlier, if I have to crawl across that finish line, I'm going to finish. There was one time I stopped and took off my socks. My one foot was hurting so bad, I swapped socks with feet. I would have swapped shoes if I could have. And then, but finally, it was just that grit. But isn't that the way I need to be with God? I want this journey that he's got me on. I want this walk that he's got me on, this running my race with Jesus. That should be my, I need to put that on a t-shirt somewhere. Because that's exactly who I am, and that's exactly who I want to be. But what about for us, those times that we feel so guilty with sin? Those times that we really don't know? And even for those that may be watching tonight that don't know Jesus. Well, let me read a couple of scriptures, and Greg, you don't have to worry about it. I didn't give you these because I didn't want you to flip. I'm just going to read some scripture to you real quick in our walk and in everything that we do. Romans 3:23, and as this is written, you don't have to be at a certain level to gain. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's cut and dry, isn't it? All. That's a very firm statement, right, Brother Thomas? But then, my second verse that I wanted to throw out tonight, and it's John 3:16. Because God knows us, he created us. He breathed that breath of air into us to create us. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So he knew all sinned. He told us all sins. It's right here in the Bible. And that is truth. And he knows that we're incapable of making it, carrying that load, that weight, that burden, and those sins to heaven without Jesus. He gives us this living word to tell us, and then he even tells us the truth, that he so loved me that he gave his Son as a sacrifice to pay my sin debt that none of us are even worthy to pay, even worthy to be considered to pay it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him. That's an action word that's got to be done. You got to believe. That's the faith we talked about. You got to have faith. Faith is in something I haven't seen, because it's not faith if you know it's there. You know, when I walk in and I get that cup of coffee, you know, I know it's when I smell it and I touch it and I pour it in there. I can say, well, I'm getting coffee this morning, but my faith is, what if? You know, I know everything that we do. And there's so much thing about forgiveness, and that's where I'm going from. From the releasing those weights that are dragging us down, taking those burdens that are holding us back, and then seeking the forgiveness from Jesus Christ that gives us that opportunity to go forward in our journey. To run this race with Jesus, we're seeking him and his precious love for us and everything that he's offered. And he says, come unto me. And that's exactly right. And as we read, even back in Isaiah before he was born, in Isaiah 1:18, it says, come now and let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And that's the promise of Almighty God. Even in the promise that he was given his Son. And in Romans 10:9, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, Jesus again, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. How do I lighten that burden? How do I release those weights that are holding me down? How do I get this situation where I can run this race that's set before me, the race that God has pre-planned for all of us? He's given us that free will, is to seek Jesus Christ and to believe his scripture. Because when he says, learn of me, gathering together with the saints, gathering together in church, doing the things that we need to do, is nothing any better than we can do. But there's nothing wrong with you privately reading the word, but take a moment, pray before you open the word. Ask God to show you if you have any misunderstanding or anything. He has to show me all the time. Like I said, I had to clean my glasses, and if you look at that, matter of fact, I went to get my new glasses, and I put them on, and they were worse than the ones I'm wearing. So there's some new ones coming after another check was written. But I just want you to know, and then in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I mean, it's so powerful. Each and every word. And there's another part that I need to mention that affects me personally and it affects so much. And that's not only seeking my forgiveness and these burdens that come against me, but asking God to give me the strength to forgive others. Those that have come against me, those that have hurt me, or those that I feel like there's something there, I need to be the one to forgive. And in Mark 11:25, and when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which in heaven, may forgive you of your trespasses. I'm going to forgive them. That's what I need to do. So I come to the Lord. Lord, forgive me as I forgive others. Is that not in the Lord's Prayer? Those are my words, but is that not what it says? And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. This journey I'm on, these things that can weigh us down, these things that can hold us back in our race, you know, whether it be like I talked about those shoes, you know, I blame the shoes. It was just me. But we finished, and I thank God. And I was so excited about it. And it was one accomplishment that I'd had in that bucket list. And I've got another one scheduled, but Miss Elaine says no. So we'll see. I'm begging. So I just want, and I wrote this so many times, and I like Colossians 3:13. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. That's how I learn of Christ, isn't it? How do you learn of Christ? It's open His Word. Listen to Bible taught preaching. Read the Word yourself. Go strong. And I'm going to read this 28 again. This is Jesus called us. And I know it's a Wednesday night. And I know I didn't see any of y'all getting drug in here. You all came of free will. But I want to read it one more time so we can do it. Let me just read all 6 verses. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. He says we. Again, that's a special word. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. That's directions. But here's where the instructions come in. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross. He did what was necessary for us. Praise the Lord. Despising the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And as you read your scripture, we know that Jesus is interceding for us right now. As we pray, we get up here. This is not me up here for my glory. I want to be it for God, and I want it to help each and every one of us. And then we flip over to Matthew, and we talk about this Jesus who's done everything that He's doing. He went to the cross for us. He died for us. Then, most of all, in 3 days, He was resurrected. Then when He left earth, all the witnesses that saw Him, and everything is so true. And then when He said, I've got to go so I can send the Comforter for you. So He left us the Holy Ghost to guide us. But even in Matthew, when He was still walking this earth, He come and said unto us, He says, come unto Me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Can you imagine? I know we've all seen pictures and we've seen movies and all, but Jesus standing there and just calling the crowds, come to Me. Come to Me. Then He goes, take My yoke upon you and learn of Me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For My yoke is easy and My burden is light. Everything that we're seeking in life is through Jesus Christ. And I know we've had an opportunity tonight, and I know I've read a lot of Scripture, and I know it's very familiar to you. But I pray that something that was said will strike a moment to no matter what you're going through, just to let you know that there is hope and that you have faith in the Lord. And that journey in life that we're in, there is a reward at the other side, no matter what we're going through. As we talked about those matriarchs, Moses, Abraham, all that they did by faith, shall we walk the same way? But we've got to release that stuff that's holding us back, that weight, and those sins. And when we stumble, we need to ask for forgiveness, and we need to seek the Lord. and ask for guidance. And that's where we are tonight. The Lord's here just to tell us how much He loves us. And when y'all hear me say, praise the Lord, I'm serious. I'm praising the Lord. Because only through Him is anything possible in my life. Because as I said earlier, I always get caught. I always mess up. And I got a good way of putting my foot in my mouth. But God is so great. And I can thank Him for continuing to keep me on the straightest line that I can possibly do following Him. I love y'all. And I hope this somewhere has just opened up a heart, or if there's anything burdening you right now or any situations in life, know that this journey we're on, that there's victory on the other side. No matter what the storm is, no matter what the path is. Let's pray for our family. Let's pray for our children, our grandchildren. There are those that are still suffering. There's still that are out tonight. They're sick or they're recovering or going through therapy. Recovering from things. We still get all the text blasts. Let's keep praying and believing. And let's just seek the Lord for each and every situation. If y'all would just stand for a minute. We're going to get ready and close. I like these old glasses. I can't see the clock. We just love the Lord, and if y'all would just bow your head. If there's anyone that needs prayer, know this altar's open. And at any time, you can come up here. If there's anyone that would prefer, we can raise your hand too, and we'll pray together. But as we come to the altar tonight, let's gather around. You know, we know that even when it seemeth impossible, nothing is impossible with the Lord. And we ask Him to so many times stand in a situation that we don't really know how to pray. But I believe in my heart that when we open up our hearts and our prayers to the Lord and say, release it to You. But we ask for healing and we ask for touch. And I know as we're prepare to dismiss. We love each and every one of you. Anyone watching online, I know I say it all the time and I mean it. If you have a prayer request, please put it in the comment section and we'll gladly pray with you. And again, if anyone else in the congregation needs prayer or has a situation, we're just going to pray as we get ready to dismiss. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for Your word. Lord, we thank You for this opportunity we've had to gather in Your name. Lord, we ask now for Your strength, for Your touch to be on each and every prayer request that's gone forth, those spoken and unspoken. Lord, we know that You can be in the nursing homes, assisted livings, the hospitals, Lord, the therapy rooms, dear Lord. We know that you can be with each and every one of our loved ones and these prayer requests, dear Lord. For all those watching online, Lord, for each and every prayer in the comment section, Lord, whether it be tonight only or for this last season, dear Lord, you know what's there. Lord, we're asking you to heal, protect, to mend. Lord, we're asking you to guide us as we go forth, dear Lord, that we'll have the words that you would have us to speak, dear Lord. We'll have the compassion that you would have us, dear Lord. And as you forgive us, dear Lord, may we forgive others. And, dear Lord, we ask now, dear Lord, that you'll guide us and then direct us. And, Lord, keep us safe as we prepare to depart. Lord, bring us back at our appointed time, dear Lord. And we just give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Thank you all. Thank you for your attention and your prayers. Praise God. Thank you.